welcome to another episode of the Beyond Business podcast. Today we have with us Mr. Joseph Sam, a technology entrepreneur providing digital transformation solutions. He is actively involved in church ministry and Christian ministry, championing BAM, missions, and leadership development. He is currently pursuing Masters of Divinity from Biola University. Welcome to the Beyond Business podcast. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Sharon. Thank you for having me on Beyond Business podcast. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. It's a joy and an honor to have you here, sir. Thank you so much.
You're always welcome, Sharon.
Our listeners do not know about you, and maybe can you share a bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. Basically, I am a technology entrepreneur having 20 plus years of experience in application development, e-commerce, and digital marketing. And when it comes to church, I'm actively involved in church ministry and Christian ministry, championing BAM and leadership development and missions. And so I'm married to Pramila, and she works in a government department. I have studied MBA and MCJ, that is Masters in Communication and Journalism. And I'm currently pursuing my MD from Biola University.
So you were earlier talking about how you have your own business and how you've been a technology entrepreneur. Can you share about it and a bit about your business as well?
Sure. In fact, my journey into the business started long back. I was keen to work in an internet company, and I got an offer from a US-based e-commerce company who were building e-commerce platform. And initially, I joined as a web marketing executive, and over a period of time, I was in fact driving the entire marketing function and also the technical team in the development. And I later became a project manager and responsible for the complete offshore operations. And that is where I was, you know, overseeing the technical, functional, and human resources functions for a small company. And we worked on various projects like healthcare, hospitality, and transportation. And our company was looking for funding, but it could happen. Then I decided to move to another company. Working in offshore IT staffing, as well as working on the technology front, providing technology solutions. So this is background. I worked in small IT companies before I began my entrepreneur journey. And working in small companies always helped me gain a lot of experience and in all spheres of business function. And I believe I was always an entrepreneur, whether I was employed or self-employed, always ready for ownership and accountability. I love the creativity and adventure that a business offers. And I always had that instinct to doing business, but I was not ready. In fact, once I tried to be a part-time entrepreneur, but that didn't work. Late 2013 is when I started my real business journey.
So you were talking about how you've been in e-commerce business. And keeping in mind, e-commerce has been such a boon in the past 20 years. How is it for you, being in e-commerce with the present digital marketing and present in such a big, massive production of everything electronically being purchased, everything electronically being sold?
That's true. In fact, e-commerce is big business, and it's part of a digital transformation solutions. And everything, as you said, nowadays, you know, most of the commerce and transactions happen through e-commerce. And so I was fortunate to be part of that e-commerce journey early in my career. And most of our works were always, there was always a part of e-commerce, whether it's a marketplace or developing payment gateways whether it is a B2C or a B2B platform. It is the thing, and So I would say it has actually helped us to be at the forefront of the technology and the business part, Sharon.
So if, let's say, I want to launch a business on an e-commerce platform, can be anything. It can be a very big platform or a small one. Can you share some creative tips for a young entrepreneur like me who wants to start her or his own business? What is it like, and what can I expect once I begin my business and start, selling my products online?
Wonderful. A very good question. Anyone who wants to start an e-commerce, you know, it's very easy. But it depends on what kind of products you are selling. So there are, for example, if it is a software where you can deliver it online, you know, that you completely eliminate the logistics part. And or if it is a subscription based service, you know, so that is one part that you have to look. And then if you are providing or selling products, then there is a logistics part. And so you have inventory, and then you have to have a catalog. There are a lot of applications, e-commerce platforms that you can use, like WordPress, you have WooCommerce and other platforms. So you create, you basically have a website with e-commerce functionality, and then you have a catalog, you have a payment gateway. And so that is what is just like having a shop on a street corner. You are having it on the internet, but the good thing is the world is your market. As I said, it depends on the product that you are trying to sell, and so the customer acquisition becomes a major plays a major role. Who are your customers? You have to define your audience, and there are various ways you can reach out and acquire your customers. So for example, in digital marketing, you can use SEO, or if you have budget, you can go for AdWords, Google advertising. And then there are various other digital marketing techniques available. So you start acquiring customers and engaging with customers, and then you have to convert the customers who come to your site. You have to convert them, and so that they buy from you and they become your customers. And then if depending upon the product, you may have to do a service, and then you may have to provide after service, and you keep contact with your customers about and ask for the feedback and reviews, and so that those customers would become your advocates of your business, Sharon.
That's wonderful, sir. Thank you so much for helping us out, you know, to start, and also give some creative tips on how to work on an e-commerce platform. Can you share about how you incorporate God in your business? You were talking about in your introduction earlier about how you're doing your master's in divinity at Biola University. How is it like to be an entrepreneur as well as pursuing your studies in Christian studies?
Wonderful. Very good question again, Sharon. And I have to give you a brief background to understand this. So in our childhood, we used to stay very close to our church, and we had the opportunity to serve in the church, whether it's cleaning floors or laying carpets, sweeping the compound. And I used to escort our Sunday school teachers whenever they want to visit families if their children are missing on Sundays. And I was fortunate to have Sunday school teachers, good neighbor, who would love me as their own child and share lots of interesting stories from Bible. And he even took me to a Christian meetings that was, I came to know later, that was OM Books meeting. And I studied in a central school till 12th. And I was regarded as a quite good studious boy in our neighborhood. I am fond of reading books. I remember ordering our daily bread very early in my teen years, and I had a collection of ODB quarterly books. And in Hyderabad Abbots, every Sunday they used to sell books and magazines, and I made a point to visit that place at least once a month and pick up some Christian books as well as Reader Digest or Wisdom. So I believe our church and my background played a major role in shaping basic understanding and course of my life. And after my graduation, computers was a hot career choice. During my highest, during my plus two, I was interested more in physics. But I was attracted towards business or computers, and I took up MBA. And it is here I developed interest in the world of business. Philip Kotler, Michael Porter became my heroes. And now business magazines got added to my reading list. And on the economy and technology side, it was the beginning of the internet and dot-com era. The idea of connecting globally through email and web without spending any money on long-distance calls or postal stamp was a game changer in those days.
That's wonderful, sir. What an experience to, you know, bringing your childhood, you know, experiences at church to actually making it into your lifestyle and to pursue it even at an age like this, you know, just not, you know, focusing on your business, but you're also balancing between God and business. That's wonderful. Can you take us through how God spoke to you in regards to your decisions regarding your entrepreneurship or regarding pursuing your studies?
Sure, Sharon. And so as I said, I started my real business journey in late 2013, and my friend David suggested a name, Meme Digital, which is a derivative of meme. That means anything if gone viral, and it sounded different. So we went ahead, and my company name is Meme Digital Solutions. And so we wanted to become a niche player in the digital transformation and application development space. We got our first project from a US company that ventured into construction engineering business in Mozambique. We developed a procurement and inventory management solution. And then we went on to build an e-commerce marketplace platform for another company, drawing inspiration from Alibaba.com. And we worked on several web applications. We had tough times too, being a first generation entrepreneur. I had to experiment a lot, and I didn't know where to go for help or professional advice and business growth. There was also a period of deep spiritual awakening for me. Purpose, significance, meaning of life were getting more deeper. During this time, I had also volunteered for a weekly youth ministry at a local church, and I was getting more involved in sharing God's word and mentoring young people. And this is where I was, in fact, I prepared a mentor plan by studying a few books and researching on mentoring. Well, there is more on mentoring, maybe that's for another time. Coming back to business, there was an offer from, this is an interesting story, and I wanted to share this. There was an offer from a client to develop a print-on-demand platform similar to Printful.com. This is a very popular website in US for custom printing orders. And this was like a dream project for me, as we wanted to have a marquee project in the digital transformation space. The budget on offer was low, but we wanted to take a chance. The first 4 months, everything went well. We had four teams, Java team working on the core solution, Laravel team working on the front end, e-commerce, and another team working on developing mock generated canvas, and a team developing services for the integration with third-party APIs. It was a fixed budget project, and it was taking more time than we estimated. There was pressure from client, and we failed to deliver on time, although 70% of the product was ready. That was a big setback to our business. I lost my good client, and I lost a lot of money, and I took a lot of time to recover and restore from there. This was just before the pandemic. slowly, we, by God's grace, we got into a sustainable mode and we were able to sail through the pandemic with our existing clients' projects. And during this process, during this journey, I happened to travel to Dhaka for a conference which is called Transform South Asia, and there I met Dr. Lewis Bush, and that was my turning point in missions. And I'm very grateful to his prayers and blessings. So that is where missions became my core. And I had the opportunity to work with many ministry and mission leaders advancing the mission of God. And I developed a deep desire to pursue missions. And I joined MD Missions and Intercultural Studies from Biola. And hopefully I'll be able to complete it soon, Sharon.
That's wonderful, sir. So you were recently part of the Beyond Business Conference. In fact, you were one of the coordinators. Can you share a takeaway and what can we expect, you know, keeping in mind your experiences at the last one?
Wonderful. So in this missional journey, I met Joseph Vijayam and he warmly welcomed me to be part of the BAM South Asia team. And I wanted to give a brief background. In 2020, early 2020, I published a workbook called Life Book. And Joseph Vijayam saw value in that book and he decided to give that book to every participant of BAM South Asia 2020. That gesture instilled great hope for my mission and what I'm doing in the field of mentoring. And he continued to be a great blessing to me. The Life Book is, again, another interesting piece of outcome of generosity on mentoring. This, again, for another time. But when it comes to the Beyond Business or the BAM conference that we had last year, it was a great platform to connect with many Christian entrepreneurs. And as a coordinator, I had that opportunity to be part of various aspects of the conference. And I would say the trade fair, the speed networking, business plan contest, every aspect of the program was unique. And I could sense a spirit of unity and power as whenever we met. And conference had great impact and influence on me, Sharon. The conference, I believe, renewed my mission and brought by bringing the BAM principle to the forefront as a steering wheel for our business to keep focused on the purpose, Sharon. And I would want to just add, every speaker was unique and everyone had a story to tell. And I believe every speaker was a blessing to everyone. Every track and resource leader was prayerfully and diligently chosen. And overall, this is the best business conference and trade fair that I have ever attended. I keep attending. I always found of attending business conferences from RZIM, whether it is celebration of generosity or leadership conferences, but and then GLS. Every conference is unique, and I would say this is the best for the business. And I want to thank the leadership for the vision and the support.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. We like to end our episodes by hearing your favorite verse or a promise that the Lord has put in your heart or what God has been teaching you at the moment.
Wonderful. So there are a lot of favorites. You know, Romans 8:28 was always my favorite because I always make a lot of mistakes. And but one of the verses which actually, I would share two verses which changed my life is Galatians 6:10, where it says, as far as possible, do good, especially to the household of faith. And that is when I wanted to focus more on the Christian community, how we can build and equip them. And then the other one is from Proverbs, he who waters will also be watered himself. So this was my experience whenever I was ministering to young people or wherever there was need. God was actually building me. And so I would say from the book of Bible, so many things, but these would be my top three.
Thank you so much. So thank you so much for teaching us, for talking to us, and for also enlightening us about e-commerce, about, you know, balancing between pursuing your studies, including your entrepreneurship, and what an impact the conference has been made in your life. And also, thank you for encouraging us and for even giving me the opportunity to talk to you.
Thank you, Sharon, and thank you for the wonderful work that you're doing for God, and God bless you.
Thank you so much, sir. Have an amazing day and a blessed week ahead.
You too. Yeah. Bye-bye.